just been to the post office and posted the boxy USB sticks to Audioboo. I think I put about 6 or 7 in there, because I know the whole office was after one. I don't know if they've all got Apple TVs, but they've now got a 1 gigabyte branded boxy plug it pass it thing winging it their way. So I was just walking through the shopping centre, and I'm just literally walking back into it because Dimitri is in the TK Maxx buying loads of cheap clothes because they're a little bit more expensive in Russia. And I bumped into this guy who does this thing called dodgy name, the Pokey Hole, which is Moira's Miners Welfare Club. And they've got like this awning, they've got like this outdoor tent thing that covers this amphitheatre, and they do these little venues. And I just asked him if he thought about streaming it, or streaming any parts of it, and had a long conversation. He's been doing events since 1960 something, and knows his stuff, knows how to go about it. And I asked him about why they don't stream it, and he said it can be a little bit awkward because some of the band members actually want to do sharing, want to do sharing the costs, not sharing the costs, sharing the profit if there's anything made from online. And so I was thinking, how do I re-educate old bands or cover bands who do these venues to see the potential of not just broadcasting it to between 600 to 900 people in the audience, but 600 to 600 plus maybe on the internet, and the social advantage of doing that in terms of people might actually want to go to the event. And they might have an increase in people wanting to go every month, or they might have an increase in people subscribing to the newsletter. Anybody's got any suggestions of how I should probably approach that? I'll take a few photos of the thing, and I'll stick it up on Flickr. But it's literally just around the corner at a place called Conkers, which is in Waterside in Moira. And I've never been, but I've always seen it knocking about. Anyway, how to apply social media to live events when the bands are cover bands. And I've been doing the scene for quite some time. Be interesting to get in there, especially with the ammo box or the mobile broadband in a box. It'd be a good idea if I could get the kit in there for more road testing. I'm just recording about you. That's a bit weird. I've just bumped into the guy who I was just talking about in TK Maxx. When you finished, come over and I'll do a little interview.